The use of Ritalin and other stimulant prescriptions for children with attention deficit disorders has been shown to vary dramatically from one state to another. A study in this month's issue of Pediatrics found that boys were more likely to use the medication than girls. The research was conducted by Express Scripts, one of the nation's largest pharmacy benefit management companies. NPR's Jackie Northam reports.
The study charted prescription claims of more than 178,000 children for all types of medication over the course of 1999. Researchers focusing on children aged 4 to 15 years old found that there was a four-fold difference in the use of Ritalin and similar drugs from one part of the country to the other. It found that the highest prevalence of use was in Louisiana, where more than 6 children per 100 were using stimulant medication. Emily Cox, the study's lead researcher, says the lowest was in the District of Columbia at 1.6 children per 100.
Regionally, the greatest concentration was in the South and Southern states, where you had probably 55% higher use compared to children in the Western region.
However, Cox says that doesn't mean that attention deficit disorder is more prevalent in Louisiana than in D.C., or that more kids use Ritalin in the Southern region than in Western states. The study doesn't address if the stimulant drugs are being underused in one area or overused in another. However, Cox says researchers were surprised by one finding.
The older the child gets, the more likely they are to be on these stimulant medications. There's not the drop-off that has been seen historically in the early teen years.
Data from the American Academy of Pediatrics suggests that about 4 million American children have been diagnosed with attention deficit disorder. The study's findings suggest that there could be wide gaps in recognizing and treating the condition. Jackie Northam, NPR News, Washington.